1.
What do you think about the new reform, Mike?
I don't agree with it at all.
I'm not happy about it either. I mean, who has time to do all of that assessment and evaluation at the end of the day?
Exactly. I'd rather be planning what I'm going to do in class the next day than filling out all that paperwork.
I know. It's going to take ages. Oh, well, I don't suppose there's anything we can do about it.
Haven't you heard about the demonstration?
No.
There's a demonstration against the new reform next weekend. I'm going. And some of our colleagues are going too. You should come.
I might well do that.
2.
The latest typhoon to hit the Philippines has caused more destruction than any of the previous natural disasters the country has faced. Around 16 million people have lost their homes, and more than 6,200 have been killed. Survivors are currently sheltering in partially damaged schools and stadiums, waiting for help to arrive. They urgently need medical attention, shelter, food, and water. With your help, Doctors Without Borders can provide the emergency assistance these people need. Your donations will help us restore medical services, provide shelter and sanitation facilities, and offer psychological support to the victims of this catastrophe. The relief operation is already underway, but with your cooperation, we will be able to reach more people sooner. Please, give generously.
3.
Hello. I'm here at the Solidarity for Refugees March with Jonathan Robbins, one of the organisers. Jonathan, why do you think this march is necessary?
Basically, because of the lack of help being offered to refugees by the government. So far, the UK has welcomed just over 20,000 refugees, while other countries have done much more. Germany has accepted over 800,000, and Sweden has offered permanent residence to asylum seekers. I believe that there are many people who would welcome more refugees in the country. In my opinion, British people are no less generous than Germans or Swedes, but we need to prove that to the rest of the world.
Thank you, Jonathan, for that.